Hey guys, we have just been inundated with emails and social media messages, people kindly worrying about us, and we thought it'd be easier to just kind of drop a quick message and update you guys. Hurricane Ian has passed through our area, and we are fine, and so are the pups.
Yep.
That was scary though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first hurricane. So there were a few things that I didn't know what to expect. And of course, we were hit far after the coast was. Mm. So then seeing the news stories about the coast and how they were being hit, that was really nerve-wracking. I had to stop reading about
right.
the track and what was happening because the coast got hit so much worse than we did. And
Punta Gorda and Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Boy, they're going to need some help, you guys.
Right. And we did have a great reminder was the blood bus was here a couple of days ago. And if you have the opportunity to give blood, can I just suggest that you consider that? Because, yeah, there's going to be some people that need blood and all that. But more than that, the time that we lost for blood donations. Mm, it's right. always important. And I just really appreciate you.
This was my first major hurricane and being like pretty much right in its path. And as you mentioned, watching the news last night or following it online and as it hit the coast and the storm surges in Fort Myers and we're seeing houses float away.
Mm.
And then the commentators going, yep, and it's heading our way, Orlando.
Right.
And we both realized that, you know, we're not in the storm surge zone, but it was pretty frightening. And as we were trying to go to sleep last night, the gusts were reaching 70 miles per hour plus here in Orlando, which is well over 100 miles inland. The building, I could feel it shift.
Yeah, our building was swaying and moving, and that was really disconcerting.
I know, and this is a new building, and you know they built it to hurricane codes, and to have it, you know, the walls vibrating like they were.
But maybe the movement is part of its ability to withstand the hurricane.
Yeah, that's probably true. I know that
I don't know. I'm not an architect, guys.
The earthquake buildings in San Francisco are built to do just that, to sway a little bit. But regardless, we're okay. In fact, we're really fortunate. There's devastation all around us, but we didn't even lose our power.
No. In fact, our old neighborhood, where we moved from just a couple of months ago, got hit worse than we did.
Downtown Orlando.
We're in a really good position. The big thing was we couldn't take the dogs out to pee. They would not do their business. And, of course, Haggis is a little freaked out by everything, so.
And we got to meet some of our neighbors last night. Maybe, you know, many of you saw the post on the Freaks group. And
our Patreon.
And on Patreon.
Yeah, we hosted a hallway hurricane party.
Yeah, we set up a bar. Our apartment is the one right next to the elevator. There's like we're in the corner, and so there's a lobby area, and our door is right there. So we set up a bar and just handed out free drinks last night.
Yeah, and met some people. That was good.
Yeah, we made some new friends. It was fun. It really was. And now I want to do that like all the time.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not, though. But we just wanted to pop in quickly and let you guys know we're okay, but this state's going to need some help.
Yeah.
Our next episode, which lands on Monday, was recorded right as the storm was coming in. So
if you hear fear in our voices, that's why.
Yeah.
But we're through and we just appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for reaching out and keeping us in mind. We are fine. The pups are fine.
And I'm going to take a big nap today.
Oh, yeah.